Arch jerked hard against the lodges, but couldn't break their grip.
Hey, no one's killing Betty. Ronnie, what the hell is going on?
Archie,
The front door and most of the frame was gone, and smoke billowed through the foyer. Ivan and Veronica were the first to struggle back to their feet. As the smoke cleared, Dilton was revealed, standing in the former doorway, aiming his crossbow at Ivan like a medieval knight. It was loaded with a sharp wooden stake. Ivan easily caught the missile before it even got close to his chest. He moved casually toward Dilton, who held up a cross.
Stay back!
Veronica tackled Ivan from the side and clawed desperately at his face.
Dilton, grab Archie and get out of here!
Archie was just starting to sit up.
Come on, Archie!
Ivan viciously drove his elbow into Veronica's face.
Such tenacity.
His uppercut to her chin dropped her to her knees.
You remind me of your father.
While she was down, Veronica reached into her jacket pocket. Ivan yanked her to her feet, and she smashed a small glass bottle on his face.
And you remind me of an asshole.
Ivan clutched his steaming, blistering face while Veronica pulled a wooden stake out of her other jacket pocket.
Holy water, good to the last drop.
She raised the stake, but quicker than a striking snake, Ivan grabbed her by the throat.
Brings back memories, yes.
Ivan let go of Veronica, and with a puzzled frown, looked down at his shirt. There was a slick red fireplace poker sticking out between the third and fourth buttons.
Why do you make this so difficult?
He staggered away as Archie gave the poker one more wrench.
Archie?
Come on, let's get out of here.
He reached for her hand, but Veronica hesitated, looking at her parents crumpled on the floor, covered in dust and splintered wood.
Veronica, come on.
Hiram stirred and pushed himself up.
Veronica.
His glowing red eyes were sad.
Daddy.
She almost went to him. But other pairs of red eyes glowed from the hallway, from under the staircase. Many, many pairs. She took Archie's hand, and they moved swiftly over the debris to the ruins doorway.
Come on, let's go!
Dilton was waiting behind the wheel of Archie's convertible. They ran down the stairs and jumped into the car.
Hit it, Dilton!
Three figures watched the car disappear down the road. Hiram and Hermione Lodge were placid, disinterested. Between and in front of them, Ivan frowned. His fists were clenched.